All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming in Hot is presented by Betano. The game starts now. Here are your hosts, Brent Wallace, Jason York, and Bobby Ryan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the NAFTA edition of Coming in Hot. That's right. I'm in Canada. Bobby Ryan is in the U.S., and Jason York is in Mexico with the exact same Wi-Fi he has in Ottawa.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, this is better. The Mexican Wi-Fi is actually better. It's actually better than my stupid Ottawa Wi-Fi. It might get a little sketchy, though, so a word of warning here, boys.
Okay. If you drop off, we'll just drop you out of the show. I know you need to get going, so we won't take long. We do have, Alex, do we have the picture of Yorkie as the tourist? I just wanted to point something out I noticed in one of your pictures. Yeah. Can you zoom in on his notepad, Alex? I don't know if this is possible, but it says, I found this very interesting. I didn't tell Alex before we were going to start the show with this. I love to brink it on your notepad. And I didn't know if you wanted to. I didn't know if you wanted to say anything about that. Yeah. Anyway, why we'll get on with the show.
Why does he have a magnifying glass in the other pocket?
Because he's a tourist. He's actually apparently Yorkie. You have a pet monkey on the property. Now he's already gone. The show just started. All right, we'll move on, shall we? This show is always brought to you by Potato. Go to potato.ca, download the app. And get in on all the action, including the Final Four, which nobody has a very good bracket. Well, no one has a bracket anymore, it seems like. Bobby, your thoughts, because I know you're a big Final Four guy and all that. Are people going to watch the Final Four with no top seeds in it?
They are. Excuse me. Yes, and because everybody loves the stories that are happening with Florida Atlantic and some of the other teams. So, yeah, it's going to be huge. Even more so, because I think you're driving different markets to it. You know, people in Boca Raton probably weren't going to watch it until FAU. Yeah, so it's different. People watch them anyway. Everybody loves college basketball and this time of year down here. So, yeah, it'll get a lot of traction. But brackets are horrible. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. My girlfriend's going to win, and she picked the Huskies because I have a Husky.
That's always the way, though.
It's the way, you know, Boro used to win every year or be in the mix every year because he simply picked based on where he'd rather live by looking up the school and where it was. So, there's no rhyme or reason. But Craig Anderson's in first place, and if Lindsay wins one more game out of the two, then she wins. So Andy's sitting there just rooting against everybody and anything right now.
If Andy wins, he has to come on. That's the deal.
Deal.
Yeah. All right, let's get on with the show so we can get Yorkie to his Speedo and out to the pool. Sens will play tonight against. Okay. I don't even want to know. They play Florida tonight, which is a huge game for Florida as they try to claw their way into a playoff spot, but they're struggling. They've lost three in a row. This is likely the debut for Tyler Kleben. Are we excited to see the potential, what the future may hold of getting this guy who's 6'2 on the blue line?
I'll let the D-man go first if he can. No.
Nope. There's your answer. I appreciate the effort by Yorkie.
On vacation and trying to log in, I like it. Yorkie, can you hear us right now? You're smiling, buddy. Yeah, we got you.
I'm back. Yeah.
All right. I'll let you go first. Do you want to talk about Kleben and your excitement level?
Sure, yeah. Well, here's the thing why people need to be excited about him. He's something, and this has been said, but I'll just repeat it. This is the narrative on him right now, and I've watched him play a couple times. He's something different that they don't really have on their blue line right now. He's 6'4". He can play physical, and he's going to bring more of a physical edge. When you look at the guys right now, you got Shabbat, who's a puck mover. Zub's a little bit of everything. You got Chychrun, another kind of offensive guy. Brännström, offensive guy. So you don't really have that big guy. And Wally, the big guy you got, the guy that's going to cross-check guys and fill in that, right, Wally? That's what you've been saying that all along.
Yes.
You want that big guy that cross-checks guys in front of the net. And that's, listen, I think people need to temper their expectations, though, because he's not going to come in right away and be this all-star guy. There's going to be an adjustment period. But the good thing for the Senators, the adjustment period is going to be right now instead of next season. And that's why this is huge for the Ottawa Senators, because he's going to get some reps when the league is amped up, the games are tougher. Like, playing Florida, for example, these types of games, you're going to be playing desperate hockey teams. So this is going to be this is why people should be excited, because this type of stuff is going to be his future.
Okay, Bob.
So I'm actually just going to piggyback what he said a little bit, because for two things. I like the fact that he's not exactly what the Sens have had coming in. He's a different type of player, and it's a different kind of role that he's going to fill for those other guys. So he's going to be a stabilizing defenseman in his future. That's what he maps out to be. He's going to be a big guy that lays the lumber, that, you know, kind of the Mark Mathot to Erik Karlsson style. He's going to be a safety valve for those guys back there. But the other side of this was that I wanted people to temper their expectations. He's coming in the busiest and hardest time of the year. To make his debut against a team that is, you know, I'm looking at them now. They're 3 points out of a wild card spot. They absolutely need this game. So they're going to be coming on all cylinders tonight, and it's a hard game to step into against a team that plays on the rush as much as Florida does. So I would very much temper my expectations, look for him to get some reps, look for him to play well, but to understand that he's not coming in as a Jake Sanderson or a Thomas Chabot. He's not going to set the world on fire. He's just going to be a the more you don't notice him, the better game he has.
Well, we'll get to the contract status in just a sec, but here's what I'm going to ask a question. You can tell me if I'm dead wrong. One, Thomas Chabot's first game was awful. Ended up playing 10 minutes. I think he was -3 or he played one game that season, but he admitted they dressed him as a 7th D, if I'm not mistaken. Bob, you probably were playing in that game.
Yeah, I was.
And that was the only game. But he goes, like, I was completely caught out of my element on that. I think, and I might be wrong, because the speed of, obviously, NCAA to the NHL is drastic. And as you say, Dave Cameron, no, it was Paul McLean used to say, the hamster on the wheel starts to spin a lot quicker at the end of the season, right? The speed will be different. But I think the adrenaline we're going to see him make plays, and everybody's going to be really excited for the first two games or so, and then the adrenaline will settle down a bit. Am I wrong in that? I think he's going to have his first game might be better than we expect.
Yeah, the adrenaline certainly carries you through on the first couple, especially playing at home in that environment to a degree. And then you do have that drop off. I always said, and I don't know if Yorkie's with us right now, I always said that the game slows down drastically at the 50 to 60 game mark. As a player, you play 50, 60 games, that's when it really starts to slow down and the game changes a little bit. So you can run on those fumes for a while. But games 1 and 2 at home, yeah, he's gonna run on adrenaline and sparks, and then you'll see a little bit of a regression as well. And that's for every single player that goes through that. But to do it at this time of year is a lot harder. So I just think as a steady stay-at-home D-man, I don't want to see him running around trying to make the big hit. I want him just to be comfortable and make small, simple plays. That would be a success for me.
The toughest, excuse me. Back here, by the way, boys, I caught all that. the toughest thing now for defensemen coming to the NHL is no matter you're a big guy, you're not, everybody's got to be able to move the puck. Before, like you go back to what's called 10 years ago, you kind of hide a little bit. You can just get the puck and throw it up the boards, but you can't do that anymore. You got to be able to use the middle of the ice, make a tight pass. And here's going to be his biggest adjustment. Guys in college don't know how to angle. Guys in junior don't know how to angle. They don't know how to get on defensemen, and he's going to experience something he's never experienced. Smart forwards that know how to put you in a mousetrap. Yep. And by a mousetrap, I mean you get the puck, you think you have time, and all of a sudden you've got no play. What do you do with it then? So the high flipper is going to be his friend. The high flipper will 100% be his friend. Just get it and put it to an area because the – Things are going to happen extremely fast for him out there. He's going to be like, what the hell have I got myself into? Can I even play hockey anymore? These are the things that are going to be going through his head.
I'd hate to be a left winger. Your teeth are in danger when he comes around the net.
The interesting part of this, and I guess it's a bit of a blessing in disguise with Jacob Chychrun going down for a couple of weeks, but with only 3 weeks to go in the season, it's likely to be, you would think, the end of the year by the time maybe he plays a game or two at the end. The contract is what held up the signing, and it's been a couple of, right? We were like, when's this going to get done? Usually it's done the day after college is over. My understanding is Klevin was a little concerned, or their camp was, over having Sanderson, Chychrun, and Thomas Chabot on the left side, and this holding up his path to the NHL. I don't know if he's ready to step in right away, but this is why, Alex, if we have the contract, he gets a $25,000 bonus this year just to play 5 games, which seems to be a pretty given kind of scenario. And then in 2 years, it's a $600,000 performance bonus on top of the standard 92.5 signing bonus they give every year. That's my... why it took a few extra days to sign this was to get him more bonus money because there was talk that he may return to school and then become a free agent, which would have been concerning. There's going to be obviously the discussion of where does he play, but I'm not sure, guys, that he's an NHL regular next season based on having Chabot, Sanderson, and Chychrun, like I said, on top of him just growing into his role.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Sorry. You know, talking about that, I don't know what went through the player's mind. Ultimately, and Yorke can tell you this, this is more his agent than the player. The player probably thought, okay, there's just another guy in my way that is already a proven player in Chychrun. Outside of that, he had nothing to do with it. His agent said, hey, I'm going to build in a little protection for you here. And he said, okay. And then, you know, all of the talk would have been through the agent and not the player. The player is not worried about it. The player probably wanted to turn pro and, you know, start the journey. And just said, hey, can we build something in that protects me a little bit more in case my road gets, you know, marred with more players? That I don't read much into it. Outside it's agents doing exactly what you pay an agent for. That's all that is to me.
Sure.
Exactly. And like we said earlier, Bobby said it, I said, everybody's saying it. He's something. This is a great spot for him. They don't have a defenseman that projects to be able to do what he can do. There's no big bodies back there. So this is, to me, it's the perfect term. And different player, though. Jacob's an offensive guy that's jumping into the rush. He can play physical. And who knows? Maybe these guys become partners. Maybe you put two. Like, I tell you, playing against two guys that big is really tough. So to me, it's the perfect fit. And also, too, Ottawa's going to be a great team. Better team next year, 2 years from now. I'm sorry, but I want to be on a team that's got a chance to win the Stanley Cup. And Ottawa's core is as good, if not better, than anyone's core in the NHL projecting 2 years from now. We've done it before on the show. We went through piece by piece what the Ottawa Senators have. They need a goalie. They need another forward. And not much else, guys. They address the blue line. They've got Chychrun now. So if I'm a young guy coming in this situation, I'm excited as hell. Like, I got a chance to contend and be a really good team for the majority of my career with this great core, and I am something different. And that's, listen, this guy, if he's a player, he's got huge confidence within himself. He's not worried about who's on the depth chart. He wants to win. He wants to win, and he wants to be part of something. And that's what, and I'll tell you, that's what they probably said to him. Do you want to be part of this? And he said, yes, sign me up. So the rest of it's noise. I 100% agree with Bobby. This is a great situation for him, great situation for the Ottawa Senators.
Players today want to play right away in the National Hockey League. So I disagree that he's like, I'm just going to sit and wait. I think they all want to be in the NHL right away, and they will do whatever it takes. And Jacob Chychrun got in Tyler Cleven's way. And that's I'm not saying it's a negative. I'm just trying to point out that JBD did the same thing. He jumped. Jake Sanderson jumped. They all want to be in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I agree with that. It's coming out one. They want to be told they're going to play right away, and they don't want to go get it in the minors. I get that.
Yeah, Matt O'Connor.
God, he was bad. but that being said, my God, was he bad? Nice kid, horrible goalie. But all that being said, I don't read much into the contract side of things on that, because like I said, that's just an agent doing what an agent's supposed to do for the player and protecting him and getting him a little extra money. If I'm Tyler Cleven, I am looking at it like Yorke said, I offer something that you guys don't really have. So he can play as a 5-6, right? He can play in that role, and you eliminate a Holden or a Harmonic over time. It's going to be interesting to see where he fits, because he's going to be a guy that every single offensive defenseman wants to play with. I think that's the way I look at it. He's going to be the guy that is back there saving your ass when you're in the rush, saving your ass when you make a mistake. So I think that he, looked at the chicken trade and said, "What? Well, what the hell?" But at the same time, he knows that he's got something different than that the Suns just don't have.
And let's be honest, guys. The Chychrun trade. It's not like they're still stacked on the blue line, guys. Like the Chychrun trade had to be made. Like you needed another good quality NHL defenseman. Yeah. So that was happening no matter what. That if that didn't happen now, that was happening at the draft. There was no way this team was going to move forward without doing a move like that. And Clevin's agent would be very ill-informed if he didn't think that was going to happen. And that happens with all good teams. And here's the other thing. If you're a team that's serious about winning, I think you need five guys back there. You need 5D. Look at a team like Colorado. They got 5-6 guys back there that can play. And we all know about injuries, how long the season lasts, playoffs. He'll be fine. And he's different. You compare him to Bernard Docker. Bernard Docker is like, he's a good player, but he's a long list of guys in the league that are 6'1", 200 pounds. That's where everybody is. That's average. You're 6'1", you're 200 pounds. This guy's 6'4". There's not too many guys that are 6'4".
And mean.
And can skate. And mean. It just, that's why, that's why team wants. That's why he's getting an extra 600 grand. So.
And I also just think, though, that we need, and as we go back to those expectations, we have no idea if Tyler Cleven is at the NHL level at this moment. We know what we've seen him do outside of it, but there's a big jump that needs to be made. Just like we thought, everybody said JBD will be fine. He'll be in the NHL as a regular.
Yeah.
He's still trying to find his game. And I just want people to maybe temper that to go, let's let Tyler Cleven find his game, play out this year, and then see how he builds on that. Right. I just want us to be fair to him.
One more thing on Tyler Cleven. If I was his advisor or agent, I would be pulling
Craig
him aside
Austin.
And explaining to him that you need to come in and play mean right away. As tough as that is, you need to come in and play mean. And like you compare him, I'm not going to say he's Arbor Jacki, but the difference in skill level between the two players is astronomical. You bring in this guy, just play mean right away and be physical. And it'll help you so much in the short term and the long term because they don't have that. It's such an important thing for them.
I agree.
Same as Brady's agent, Craig Oster. So I'm sure Brady will just go, listen, just follow me. Just play as mean as I do. You'll be fine.
you'll be good. Yeah.
Let's get sponsor reads in and out of the way so we can get to our lock of the day. And I had some notes to talk about for tonight's game. Bobby Ryan, you're up first. As always, because you're so chipper, you can have BEI today.
This show, as always, brought to you by... good start. Brought to you by BEI. Bonisher Excavating, heavy civil general contractor helping to shape the Ottawa Valley. Hiring again, as always, across the board. And when planning your next project, consider BEI for your aggregate supply needs. You can go to the website, bonisherexcavating.com. Or give them a ring at 613-432-1120. I remembered that one off the cuff. And BEI, Bonisher Excavating, helping to shape the Ottawa Valley. And thanks for, that's it. That's all I got. My screen is so grainy, guys.
I'll send you a copy.
It's sunny in here, boys.
I was going to say.
Yorkie, feel free if you can do Renfrew Pro, and if not, I guess I can take over if it's too sunny.
Yeah, I could use some Renfrew. I could use some Renfrew Pro tape to tape my router together here to hold it together. This Mexican Wi-Fi is terrible, but thanks to Renfrew Pro, our sponsors. You can find them at renfrewpro.com. Available in a variety of colors and patterns and available at all major retailers. Instagram at Renfrew Pro. And don't forget Fridays, Free Tape Fridays for Dominic Hasek, maybe Friday.
Renfrew Pro, the one with the green core. And finally, let's go right to Lock of the Day, brought to you by, as always, our presenting sponsor, Betano. Go to betano.ca. The game starts now. Same game parlays, live betting, live casino, all that stuff at Botano. Don't forget the Final Four to get on your picks for that. Might as well start now since none of your brackets matter anymore. Botano, the game starts now. All right. Lock of the day. The Florida Panthers, as we said, are in town. They're 6-3-1 in their last 10, but they've lost three straight games. Like, it seems nobody in the East really wants to have this playoff spot. They're 3 points back. Yorkie, you're on vacation, so I'm going to let you go first. Where do you see this game playing out?
Like I said, the Ottawa Senators right now are totally unpredictable. You don't know what they're going to do. So for that, and Florida, they've been so inconsistent. Like, I thought they would have jumped up by now. I think Florida will win one of these two games. It's just which game is it going to be? They're not going to lose both. So I say Ottawa wins at home. I'm taking Ottawa.
Bobby.
So I'm really torn here. I didn't think he was going to take Ottawa.
You just threw me.
Yeah, he just
– well, for a loop, right?
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
The Sens versus Florida are 0-3-1 in their last four, 1-6-1 in the last eight. They're 0-4-1 at home against Florida. The last time Ottawa won at home was March 29th, 2018, when Jean-Gabriel Pageau scored on a penalty shot in the shootout win.
Yeah.
By the way.
They're
a different team. You were in the lineup. Team now.
Bobby was -1 that night.
No surprise, probably an empty netter. but I'm taking Florida. I took the Sens on that back-to-back and on the weekend, and I didn't. Yeah, you know, I wasn't overly confident with the pick. I'm taking Florida because the game means too much to them. They need to go into Ottawa and come out with 2 points. So I'm gonna take them in a desperation mode type game here. That's too much going on, and they're just outside the playoff picture. All right. I'm taking them.
The concern is Florida's given up 16 goals in their last three games.
Bob's
loving South Beach. I don't care. I don't care.
And Ottawa loves to score goals.
I know.
I think if Ottawa can get goaltending, right, you just never know. So I'm going to take an Ottawa victory. Based on them being able to put pucks past Florida.
Yeah.
All right.
Ottawa's power play. Yeah. Like, come on. They're going to get at least two on the peeper tonight.
Are you going to be watching down there?
The only concern.
I am.
Yorkie's already in the tequila.
So we've got a Canadian package here. So we got TSN here. No, I'm watching tonight. I'll be settled in. I'm going to tuck into the Sens game. Have a nice Corona, maybe some chips and salsa. Watch a little hockey game.
Here's
tonight,
some
boys.
Things to watch for.
What a life.
By the way. Brady Tkachuk, by the way, just passed you, Bobby, for 14th all time on scoring. I know you may have saw that on in the last game.
I did.
Tim Stützle needs one assist for 100 in his career. He's two goals from tying Chris Phillips for 25th all time. And three goals from being the fifth different Senator to score 40 goals in a season. Doesn't he only have 35? Am I wrong there?
I thought 35.
Brady Tkachuk needs one goal for sole possession of 10th all-time in goals. One game. So tonight will be his 351st game. That will tie him with Nick Foligno for 28th all-time. He's already 10th in pims, for crying out loud, and 9th in shots. He'll move up to 9th with 75 more shots to tie Marian Hossa, which he may get tonight. Who knows? And the one guy, do we think Claude Giroux can get 7 more points here down the stretch to get to 1,000 points? I really want to see him get to 1,000 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, he certainly.
I think so.
I mean,
I do.
Yeah. Claude's always 1 point away from getting a 4-point night. So I think we see it. You know, he's one of those guys that gets one and he starts feeling it. Yeah. He can do that in three games. So I think we see his 1,000 point come this year. Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yorkie, I have a question for you. There has been, if Tyler Cleven gets in the lineup tonight, which we suspect he will, he'll be the 130th defenseman to dress for the Sens. Of those, six of them have only played one game for the Senators. Can you think of players who have played one game for the Sens? You actually played with three of them.
I played with Julian Vauclair in Lugano, Switzerland, who played one game for the Ottawa Senators. I remember Julian. I actually played with this other guy. He played one game, and I think he spent one day in Ottawa. Bobby Dallas. Bobby Dallas, the Bone Crusher. Yeah, former first-round draft pick to the Quebec to the Winnipeg Jets. Played with Bobby in the minors and in Anaheim. We were defensive. This guy, Bobby, after we'd come off the ice every shift, he would blame me for everything. He's like, "Yarky, just give me the puck. Give me the puck. All you got to do is give me the puck. You want to stay in the league? Give me the puck." Bobby Dallas used the shortest stick of any man I've ever played with. The guy was 6'3". He used a stick up to his friggin' belly button. Remember, with an IPEC. Short stick, and then he would cut the blade off too. Yeah, so I got two: Bobby Dallas, Julian Vauclair.
You actually have four.
Yeah.
Cool. So, one more thing on Bobby Dallas. If people didn't remember, he was claimed off waivers and was pissed. Next day, he was angriest man I've ever been around. He was so angry to only play one game. Yeah, he felt like he was promised a spot in Ottawa.
Yeah, flew in, played, and traded. See you later.
You played in that same season, 1999-2000. Eric Goldman played one game.
Gold Dust, the old German.
And Dave Van Druin in that same season.
Yes.
There's a name.
So that's four of the six, and then Kevin McDonald played one in 93-94, and the only guy to score playing one game, Bobby played with. Bobby also fought him in a practice.
I was going to say Patrick Seals. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, honestly, really nice kid too. He's a Michigan kid, so I skated with him, you know, getting ready for that year in Detroit, and we never actually once talked about it, but one of the nicest kids. Just, yeah, obviously a shitty situation with the Clarkie thing, but I never held a grudge. Like, everybody was like, you know, I said something in the media about somebody had mentioned fighting a teammate, and I said, well, he's not my teammate. He's not on the team. He hasn't made the team, but, you know, he essentially, you know, took a player out for the year, and I never held a grudge against that. I just addressed the situation the way it should have been addressed immediately and fought him. And honestly, when he got called up, we never talked about it because it was water under the bridge. That's the way you look at it in the room. I would have taken him for a beer and had a conversation about it if I felt like it needed to be done, but it didn't. Nice kid, but he wasn't going to be part of our future.
Yeah.
That's the way I looked at it, you know?
Did you land a good one,
that's
Bobby?
What I always heard.
Did you get him with a good one? Do you remember?
Yeah. I got one or two in there. Yeah. Yeah. I remember, because I was in the back with Clarkie, obviously, and, you know, it was very emotional. Stoner was back there because he was hurt and crying and, you know, had seen the way things developed. And, you know, they actually, if he had stayed on the ice, Nealer was going to fight him. Brassard was getting into him. So it was just a safe thing at this point. And you know, not trying to take away from a day of training camp at this point. So, you know, he got pulled off the ice for that. And that was the end of it. There was really no conversation about it. It wasn't a bad hit.
And you actually did him the favor of his life. You're going to say, you're going to fight me, because if you don't, Chris Neal's going to get you. So you did him the biggest favor of his life.
Yeah. Honestly, I thought Guy Boucher was going to fight him too. So, he was going to run the gauntlet and, yeah, it was nothing. It was just it was the right thing to do to get him off the ice for himself, and then let him start it. He was projected to go there anyway. Let him start, and when he came up and played, nobody held anything against him. Even Clarkie, nobody had any bad things to say about him. It's just a hit you don't throw in training camp.
Exactly.
So okay, I'm going to ask about this because when you watch that defenseman is supposed to come and pinch down on that forward, if I'm not mistaken. And Clarkie has his head down. And I understand it's training camp, but this is a guy who's trying to make the National Hockey League. And if he doesn't make the hit, does he not make the National? That's my point. So when I saw it, I didn't think egregious play. I thought partially Clark's fault for not protecting himself better.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. No, but when you're in training camp, you don't expect that, especially as a veteran guy. You don't go in there knowing that somebody's coming like a freight train. It's different when you go in there in a game and you're aware of your surroundings a little more. In that situation, yeah, Clark, you probably should have been more prepared. For one, knowing that, you know, and then like, you just have to know your surroundings and who's on the ice. And like, I hate training camp games. They're a million miles an hour to nowhere. I've always disliked them. Everybody's trying to learn a system, so everybody's out of spots. It's just, yeah, Clarkey would probably be the first to say his head should have been up, but you just don't, you never expect to hit that hard in training camp. You're rubbing guys out along the wall. You're finishing checks for sure, but not like that. So,
but Chris, you know, to Patrick Seeloff's credit, he in training camp.
Well, and then that's part of the reason you got to know who's on the ice because Nealer's coming. Yeah. So Patrick Seeloff's 100% supposed to make that hit, but nobody follows through like that, you know.
What type of player was Seeloff's game though? What was he like? What was his MO as a player? Does anybody know? He was just a regular kind of So Chris Neal plays like that in training camp, but that's what Chris Neal's earned that, and you expect that. It's like you got to kind of know a training camp. Number one, do I have a legitimate chance of making the team? Obviously, you want to go out and do that, but I'll give you a great example. We had a training camp. And Shane Knighty made the team because he went after Alexi Yashin. You remember that. And everybody loved it because that was the right thing to do. MacArthur already had concussion problems, and you go make a hit on that guy. It's just you got to know the surroundings when you're trying to make the team too. So, and again, it happens fast. It's a mistake. You move on. But that's not earning any points in training camp. You're not, the coach's heart saying, wow, look at that defenseman. He just stepped up and helped MacArthur. We're putting him on the team.
I'm trying to remember. I don't believe that hit to be overly, he didn't run him over.
I'll tell you a story, Wally.
Hang on a sec, Yorkie. Bobby, just tell me about that hit. Am I wrong? He didn't run him over.
He didn't run him over. He finished the hit. He finished a hard hit. He was right. I mean, Clarkey had his head on, and he just caught him on the button. Honestly, that's just all it was. Yeah. But you know, yeah, it wasn't an outrageous hit by any means.
Yeah,
that's all. All right, sorry, Yogi.
No, it's just it's whatever. It's one of those things. And when it's tough to blame anybody. It is what it is. Bobby did the right thing. Yeah. He's just lucky it wasn't Mueller.
I remember getting off the ice and I was like, did I just fight in training camp?
I was like, here's the guy with bad hands, bad knuckles, and you're like, oh god.
That was the worst part about it was like, they're after the fight, they're like, are you going back out there? And I'm like, I'm not going back on the ice today. I just fought in training camp. I'm going home. See you guys tomorrow.
I just remember it was over. We were doing, that's now the story of training camp for the day. Yeah. All that prep work I'd done didn't matter at that point.
Yeah. No, I was like, I only wish it happened in the first shift, not the fifth.
All right. Yorkie's hangry. So we got to get out of here. Anyway, will we see you tomorrow, Yorkie?
I'll be back. I'll have some stories. Okay. There's apparently a monkey here that's in one of the cages. Somebody's got a monkey in a cage outside their house. I've been looking for him for 2 days. So I got there's the place we're staying at right now. But a neighbor over here apparently has got a monkey, and I've been looking for him. Can't seem to find him. So that's my after I go hiking today, I'm gonna go try and find this monkey.
Is your neighbor Mike Tyson?
No, he's not. That's right, Tyson and a monkey. Eh?
And a tiger and anyway. All right. See you boys tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody. Don't drown.
See you guys.
Enjoy.
Right, see ya.
Coming in Hot is brought to you by Botano.ca. Please hit that like button and subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.